Taliban mourns Hamas chief, martyrdom a tremendous victory for Muslims. By Francis Martel on August 1, 2024. The Afghan Taliban published a statement of mourning and celebration of martyrdom on Wednesday in response to the death of Hamas chief political terrorist Ismail Haniyeh, calling him distinguished, wise, and resolute and affirming its support for the genocidal jihadist movement. The Afghan Taliban, formerly the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, is the undisputed government of that country and is inching toward the third anniversary of returning to power since President Joe Biden's extension of the Afghan war resulted in the collapse of that nation's government on August 15, 2021. It has consistently praised fellow jihadist terror outfit Hamas and had maintained regular communications with Haniyeh, whose top role in the organization was streamlining cooperation with major international entities supporting the group. Haniyeh was in Tehran, Iran, on Tuesday to attend the inauguration of President Masoud Pezeshkian and was seen embracing and deep in discussion with senior Iranian leaders in the hours leading up to his demise. The Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, a U.S.-designated terrorist organization, announced his death on Wednesday, stating that a strike had taken his life in his lodgings in the capital, offering few other details. On Thursday, the leftist New York Times reported that, according to its Mideast sources, an unknown entity had planted a bomb in the guest room Haniyeh often used when visiting Iran months ago and detonated it remotely on Wednesday. Before the report, many reports speculated that an airstrike or other such explosive action ended his life. Haniyeh was reportedly eliminated alongside an unnamed bodyguard. No entity or individual has taken responsibility for the explosion at press time. The IRGC accused Israel, acting in coordination with the United States, of eliminating Haniyeh, but Israel has not directly commented on the matter, and the Biden administration denied any involvement or prior knowledge of the strike. The Taliban's top spokesman, Zabihullah Mujahid, offered a personal homage to Haniyeh on social media on Wednesday, posting a photo of them together and referring to the terrorist as a very resourceful and serious person. His martyrdom will further strengthen the spirit of Palestinian freedom. He left behind many like-minded people. Martyrdom is happiness for a Muslim, Mujahid wrote. Separately, the Taliban regime issued a formal statement of condolence to Haniyeh's family in celebration for his martyrdom in jihad. Martyr Ismail Haniyeh was a distinguished, wise, and resolute Palestinian leader who made significant sacrifices in his successful struggle in jihad, fulfilling his commitment in this manner, the Taliban claimed. For a Muslim and a fighter, martyrdom represents a tremendous victory. He has succeeded and left behind a legacy of resistance, selflessness, patience, perseverance, struggle, and practical sacrifice for his followers, the statement continued. The Taliban added that it considers defending Hamas and the sacred land of Palestine, SIK, as both an Islamic and humanitarian duty and, while celebrating Haniyeh's death, added that it was a significant loss to the Islamic Ummah, community, and the jihadist cause. The terrorists concluded by blaming the invading Zionists for further instability in the region. In reality, the ongoing war Israel declared on Hamas in October was the product of an invasion by Hamas terrorists from Gaza into Israeli territory. On October 7, 2023, swarms of Hamas terrorists descended on residential communities near the Gaza border in Israel, massacring entire families and engaging in torture, gang rape, and other atrocities. The Hamas terrorists killed an estimated 1,200 and are believed to still be holding more than 100 hostages as of Thursday. What you need to know, horror of the Hamas terror attack on civilians at Kibbutz Be'eri in Israel. The Taliban was among the first entities to celebrate the October 7 massacre. The Islamic Emirate considers every kind of defense and resistance of the people of Palestine, SIK, for the freedom of the land and the holy places to be their legitimate right, the Taliban said in a statement on the date of the massacre, blaming the violence on Israeli Zionists trampling the rights of the oppressed Palestinian nation. The Taliban and Hamas maintained friendly relations long before October 7. The former regularly sent its emissaries to meet with Haniyeh, headquartered in lavish lodging in Doha, Qatar, including Mujahid himself, a sign of high respect. The most recent communication between Hamas and the Taliban occurred on July 24, 2024, when Hania held a phone call with Taliban Foreign Minister Malawi Amir Khan Muttaqi. During the call, they discussed recent political and jihadist developments in Gaza and regional issues, the Taliban-controlled Victor News Agency reported. Malawi Amir Khan Muttaqi praised the struggle and sacrifices of Hamas and emphasized the importance of unity and steadfastness in their jihadist efforts, underscoring the commitment to Islamic principles and values. Hania also reportedly appreciated the stance of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan and the Afghan nation on Palestine, SIC, particularly Gaza. He shared information about recent negotiations with the occupying regime. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.